Hi, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you were talking here with Lulu. Did she do a good job explaining to you the basics of our program, like the reason for the call?
Yep.
Oh, great. She always does, but I still want to ask, so she mentioned to me 2 months in business. Congratulations. So
Thank
have
you.
you always been in the plumbing industry and then decided to branch out on your own now? Do you mind if I ask?
Yep,
Okay.
that's just what.
Okay. Well, that's very exciting. You can't go without a plumber. That's for sure, right? One of the
Yeah,
arteries
they
of the
don't
home, I say. All right. So any questions for me before I get into the price or programming, Trevor? Do you have any questions about how it all works or where we do the
Nope.
placement? Okay. And you're familiar with that local map section of Google? Have you seen it when you've looked like for a restaurant or a tire shop?
Yep.
Okay. So that's where we have this exclusive listing. And what we're currently doing right now, Trevor, is we're trying to find us a company that's a good fit. Basically, what we're looking for is a company that provides a quality service, has a good reputation online, and that can handle more business. I actually did a quick search for the company by name, and when I do that, I see a little bit of online presence. I don't see anything negative regarding your company. I think there was like a directory called Bizapedia that I came across here. And then it looks like there's also Angie's List. And I think you, I don't know, I don't think, is this your Facebook page? Do you use Facebook at all?
Yes, I do. I try to.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this one isn't yours. This is a different, well, it's the same name, but it's, in a different state. But I don't see anything even negative, like, on the Angie's List either. And I think from what I've seen, I guess we could say that you do provide a quality type of service to your clients, right? I mean, you've been doing this for a minute, although the company is new.
I take a lot of pride in what I do. I don't like screwing people over
Good for
either,
you.
so.
Good for you. You know what? Sometimes I'm not gonna lie. When I was looking for a plumber, I was like, man, I hope I can find one that, is gonna be straightforward and honest with me, because I know plumbing can be expensive, right? But that sometimes, and I'm glad to hear that you pride yourself in that, because that's what people need, And you're the type of company that we're looking to work with. Now, if we were to begin working with you, Trevor, on that first page of Google, and Bing, what we do is we close out the category, meaning that we won't work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. And the reason for this is to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. So we don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. So with our 4th of July special that we started off today, it's going to completely waive your setup fee, and it's going to bring down your cost to $249 a month, month-to-month. No contracts. And that's a price
How
that you
much
would
is it
actually
month?
be grandfathered in.
So how much is it monthly?
$249. That's what it's going to be for you with the special that we're running. So even though it is a special, that price won't change every month that you're
Now,
with us.
how do you guys do you guys do give me just a window? Okay. Was this up there? Was this up there on the maps? Does it also help out with the Google reviews? Like, can people do the reviews there?
Oh yeah, we help you with that. Yeah, in fact, so let me tell you what's included, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to get you verified through Google, create your Google business profile. We're going to optimize it, meaning that we're going to get it on the first page and we're going to maintain you there. So when someone's looking for plumbing, if you do repiping, if you do, you know, I don't know, maybe you do video inspections, maybe you do unclogging, maybe you do fixtures. When they're typing in those specific keywords, they're going to see your company come up on the first page. Okay. We also create you this tiny little link, Trevor, that you could send off to anyone that you've done work for. We encourage it. Ask them to click on the link, leave you 5 stars. That's going to post to your Google business profile. It's the modern day word of mouth. So we encourage that and we help you in that way. Now also, we will list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, and we're going to also create your business Facebook page. Now on Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising. When someone does a search on Google, let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on their Facebook page. We're going to retarget them with your ad. Your ad is going to appear on their Facebook, and that's also going to help you reach more new clients. In addition, I'm going to also include a website for you. I don't know if you've taken any pictures at all. I know when I got plumbing work done, the guy took pictures of what it looked like, and then what it looked like afterwards once he finished it.
Yeah, I tried to take pictures.
Perfect. And I know sometimes people think, well, why would you take a plumbing picture? Because you show how bad it looks when you got there, right? And now you show how much better it looks once you redid everything. So we include a website that we'll build for you, host and maintain it, and we're going to attach that website where your business is listed, so that they can see the work that you've done, the quality work, and they get to learn more about your company too. Now that website's also going to help with your ranking. And if you take a video, we can even add the video on there. A lot of our clients, I'm going to tell you, love the websites because it's like having a menu at a restaurant. People get to really see more about you and the quality work that you do. And then we'll also include...
Make a website too?
Yeah, we'll include the website for you. Absolutely. I include it only because I think it's important for people to be able to also read more about your company and also see work that you've done. So I'm going to include that website. Okay. And then we also include the mobile platform. What that means, Trevor, is, you know, nowadays everybody's on their iPhone, right? Or they're on, you know, their Android or their tablet. We want to make sure that when they're also using those devices, that they're also going to find you on that first page of Google. So basically, the package that I'm offering you today is going to cover all of your bases. And it's going to get you within a 50-mile radius, which, I mean, from where you're at to Milford is about roughly about, what, 33, 34 miles, if I'm not mistaken, while I was looking at the map.
About a 35-minute drive, yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to definitely get you within that coverage area. So it's, I'll tell you, this package is covering all of your bases. And it's one of the packages that I would definitely recommend for you to get started with. You know, keep in mind, when someone's in need of a plumber, it's an urgency, right? So it's not like they're looking for a plumber just to look for one. It's because they need that service. So we always want to make sure that you're there at that moment when they're performing that live search. Did you get a text right now that came through to your phone?
Yeah.
Take a look at that. That's the kind of website. Yeah, I wanted to send you just an example so that you kind of have an idea of the layout of it. Okay? So on this website, we customize it to fit your business, but you know, you got your logo would be at the top, you got your home button, you got the where you go to the services part, you see how it kind of drops down the different services and you scroll down, and if they click on one of those services, it's going to take them to that exact service, shows pictures or what have you. You got the about at the top, which takes them to, you know, to read more about your company, how you started or, you know, what year you started or whatever. You got the gallery, which is going to show photos of your work or videos. You have the Google logo, okay, which will take them to your Google business profile. The click
to
call.
Can I ask you to do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
Can you
send me an email with some of this information. I do need to talk to my father because we're in business together. I won't be able to talk to him later. I am kind of interested, but I have to just, you know, before I go spending extra money, I like to.
I'm sorry, Lulu mentioned you were the sole owner. If I knew that your dad was your partner, I would prefer to talk with both of you, and I apologize on that.
No, it's fine. Like, I'm in charge of, like, almost everything. It's just he has the license.
Okay.
I'm doing most of the work. It's, you know, he's still working at his other job until the company gets more footing and stuff like that. So I am interested because, I do need a website, being on the on Google is that. So if you guys don't really need to talk to him, but if I can set it up, like everything, like I have everything I need, I've done it already.
Uh-huh.
The bank, so if, you know, I get a call.
So let me, let me ask
you
this,
send
Trevor.
Me an email,
I want to be super transparent with you, okay? I'm going to send you everything in writing. I mean, that I'm going to do. And I respect the fact that you do need to run it by your dad. And again, I apologize. I was under the impression that you were
sole
owner.
You're fine.
So,
you're fine. No.
Okay. But I do want to be transparent.
I'm basically sole owner. Yeah.
Okay. I do want to be transparent with you. We are still calling out on this position. Even as you and I have been talking on the phone, Lulu and my other representatives are still calling out. And so I want to be honest with you. They're finding me one company to fill this position. I don't know who they are going to qualify next. So I don't even know when you're going to talk to your dad. And I just want to be honest. Like, if you call me on Monday, Tuesday, if you even call me 2 hours from now, I don't know if this position is going to be available. And I just really want to be honest with you, just because when it comes to the plumbing categories, these guys close within like 5 phone calls. Everybody wants to be on the first page, especially plumbers, but not all of them qualify, and we are only looking for one business. So I guess my question is, when are you able to even get approval from your dad?
I could call him right now and get it.
Okay.
I'll text him while we're on the phone. Give me a second. Let me finish this text to him.
Let me get your email first while you text him, just because because what will happen is if I disconnect with you, they haven't qualified anybody yet because I'm looking at the queue. But if they do, if I disconnect with you, what's going to happen is it's going to bring him on my line, and I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh.
right.
What's your email, honey, so that way I can at least get that over to you right now?
Dixon, Dixon,
uh-huh.
Plumbing,
uh-huh.
LLC,
okay.
@yahoo.com.
Okay. I'm going to be sending this while you're texting him. I don't, and I'm so sorry. I wish I would have. I feel so bad.
No, you're good.
So has your dad taught you the trade?
Yeah, like I said, father.
That's so cool. Oh, my gosh, that's so cool. How old were you when you started learning? Do you mind if I ask?
Probably like 12. I've been doing
it. Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. I'm 22 now, and I'm a journeyman plumber. He's a master.
Good for you. Good for you.
I can probably
get
my master's license within the next 2 years.
I'm going to tell you something. Plumbers will never go out of business because you cannot go without it. I feel the arteries are the home. Is your plumbing, your electrical, those are the arteries of your home, even of the business. You cannot go without that. You know what I mean? I'll tell you a funny story. This was about 2 years ago. I live in a home where it's cast iron pipes, right?
Mm.
That'll probably tell you how old my house is. So what happened was, the plumbing went out. So I rent the house from family friends of ours, and she knew the plumbing was going to go out, but she was waiting before she made that big purchase. And we were cool with that, you know. Plumbing went out. The guys came out, right? Now, every once in a while, I would see a water break because I have a bathroom that's kind of off the kitchen, and then we have the bathroom that's like in the main part where the room towards our back rooms, right? Well, I would always see a water bug every now and then, and those things freak me out, right? When they
right.
went
now,
to get...
How much was
uh-huh.
it? How much was it again, monthly?
It's $249 a month. $249. I sent you the email too, hon. If you take a look at it, it should be in your inbox. It would be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'm also sending you one that kind of gives you an example, too, because you'll have a reporting system, so you can also track your results with us. It allows you to actually see, like, what keywords we have you listed for and so forth. But, you know, they ended up taking apart the plumbing, and oh, my gosh, it was bad. There was a leaking pipe. I don't know how you guys do it when you got to go under the house. That freaks me out. You've got to be special, man. But, yeah, they ended up putting what's that new what's the new – there you go. And it kind of fuses together where it almost looks like it's just one pipe. How do you guys do that typically?
They sell adapters and stuff like that to connect to the old cast iron. Iron is actually is recommended and used a lot in commercial because it has a way longer longevity.
Really?
Yeah, it's so much more expensive compared to normal PVC. So for houses, they don't use it, but for big commercial projects, that's all they use.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, that you learn something new every day. Yeah, I'll tell you, and we didn't know a plumber, so, I mean, for us, I had to get on Google. I was on Facebook asking if anyone knew a plumber. We actually had this, it was a bigger company come out, okay, and they gave us an estimate, and then we had a smaller, kind of like a family business, a smaller company come out. You know why we went with the smaller company? And this kid was young. I say kid because I have daughters that are older than you. Okay. The guy was so confident, and because he didn't pull any punches with me, he told me, because the clean outs that I have, I don't have one clean out for both bathrooms. They're two separate clean outs. One of them is actually under the concrete step, and he says, I got to break that step. I told him, well, the guy before you said that he did it. He goes, because when they get to that, they're going to have to break it, and there's no other way around it. He's also, we're going to break your concrete step. And I said, okay, and I'm going to get it done in a day. Do you know that the other company, well-known company here where we live at, told me it was going to take them 3 days? I'm thinking, this is going to cost me more money. I got to get a hotel room. You know, they got it done in one day, and I have never had any problems as of yet. So it was a blessing that I went with the smaller company, you know, and I found them on Google as well as on Facebook. People were referring them.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I just texted him, waiting on a reply. I told him to contact me back ASAP. If I don't get anything in, like, 3 minutes, I'll just have to get off the phone and...
Yeah. No worries. I mean, and then, so, tell me, like, what specific, like, what are you currently doing right now, if you don't mind me asking, to kind of market the business? Like, how are you getting your name out there? I'm sure probably word of mouth, you know, you've been getting word of mouth.
Word of mouth's a big one. I know, my family is a popular family in the Smyrna Clayton area. Like I have two older brothers. Mom and dad graduated from high school. We all went to Smyrna High School. We know we know a lot of people. We know Mass and Electrical. They're on the Google page.
Do they ever throw work your way too?
His wife and like we're good friends with their family. We hang out with them almost every weekend.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Help on Facebook, getting me work. John's Well Drilling is another one who gets me a lot of work. I'm good friends with them too. I got a few other companies that are around my area that back me and are trying to help me.
That's really good to kind of help you get going. Now I noticed that Angie's List, right? So there's the Angie's and then there's the Home Advisor. I saw two of them pop up. So are those like fairly
Angie
new?
Angie Lee
Is home advisor.
Yeah, yeah. Angie, so before they used to be two separate companies, right? I know this because we work with a lot of their clients, but we're not associated with them. Basically, what happened a few years back, Angie's bought Home Advisor. So if you look at their directory, it'll say Home Advisor powered by Angie, right? So,
right.
Home Advisor's process is still, it's still the same even though they were, Angie bought them. It's still the same process. Like you could either do their pay per lead program or you could do their opportunities, right? I kind of feel their opportunities program is better than their pay per lead because from what I hear, the pay per lead, you're sharing leads. Not that it's a bad thing, but you know, you got to call them within, 10, 15 minutes they tell you because basically if you don't, then the other company beat you to the lead, right? At least the call, So, have you turned on your leads or?
It goes active after today.
Good.
My dad texted me back and said, if I want to try it, it's up to me. So let's do it, I guess.
Okay. So Trevor, I also sent you an email too to give you an example of our tracking and reporting system so that way you have an idea of how your reporting system will look when you're tracking your results with us, okay? Now, also on your phone, I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department, and I'm going to also send you your login credentials for your reporting system, okay? But first...
Yeah, question. Is this a contract? Is it strictly monthly?
No. It's strictly monthly. I'm going to always be upfront and transparent with you, okay? It's a month-to-month program. We prefer to earn your business. But I am going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? I'm going to call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. You just make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. And we part as friends. Simple as that, okay? I promise you it's not a marriage. I know it's bad I say that because I'm married, but you don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave me, okay? So I'm doing right now, I'm going to send you a text message with my contact information, okay? Even because I'm considered the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my information, even though it's on the email too, but I like to text it to you, okay? Now, I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And Trevor, we're always here Monday through Friday. Now, we won't be here 4th of July because we're going to observe the holiday, which is next Thursday, okay? But we're still here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 in the morning, which you are actually on Eastern time. You're 3 hours ahead of us. We're on the West Coast. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
Now
how long does it take to set this up?
For you and I, it's probably going to take about maybe 10 minutes. I can get you through it pretty quickly. What's going to take longer is when I schedule your client interview, that's going to take 30 to 40 minutes. But you don't need to be in front of a computer and we can schedule that for you later on this afternoon. Okay. When you have time.
Okay. And what's All that right. for interview for me?
Yes, it's going to be with my technician so they can talk to you about your website, your keywords, the areas that we're targeting, the Facebook ads. That's where the real magic is going to happen. And that's why that appointment takes a little bit longer. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes for that appointment. Okay.
Okay. And then once, we do everything today, how long so I'm on Google and have a website?
Great question. So once we get everything set up and I schedule your client interview for today, we're going to get moving, okay? Because the client interview has to happen because they got to re-verify the information I inputted and talk to you about the rest of the Facebook campaigns, the website, where to send us photos, and so forth. From that point, we're going to get moving. So within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is created. You're listed in the directory so that you can start getting some calls going, okay? And then we're also going to, you're going to be able to log into your client dashboard to start tracking your results. Now, 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website are going to be visible. Those will already be published, okay, so they can see that. What we state in the terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing as well, the first page placement on Google with us getting you verified, creating the profile, and getting it on the first page and optimizing it there, that's going to take between 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. Sometimes, Trevor, I've seen it happen sooner, but our promise is still going to be 30 to 45. Okay? So,
okay.
In the meantime, because we also know it's important for you to start generating calls, right, as quickly as you can. That's why we're able to get the Facebook ads, the business Facebook page, the website, the directories up and running a lot sooner so that you can start generating calls by already having some of that online presence. But the local map is going to take a little bit longer because we're going through the verification process.
I got you.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
All right. Now, Trevor, do you spell your name?
I lost.
I'm sorry?
One question.
Yes, sir.
I use your guys' service for 4 months, right? I'm
okay.
On Google, whatever. But say something happened and I got to, you know, make, I guess you, I'll call them budget cuts or like, you know, I can't spend any more money.
Uh-huh.
Well, I still have access to the website. Is it mine or is it your guys'?
That's a great question. So let's just say, right, 4 months down the road or whenever, you know, you're like, listen, I got to make budget cuts. I can't do this anymore. Okay. You have a couple options. You could pay $49 a month, right? We will continue to host and maintain just the website. Now, your Google Business profile, your Facebook page, your directories and all of that, none of that's going to disappear because you hold ownership of those profiles. We're just managers. Okay. Even during the time when, we're managing it. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you canceled with us, your Google Business profile is yours. It's not ours. And so is your Facebook page. Like we can't erase them. Okay.
And
now,
the website
as far
too
as,
or not?
Well, as far as the website, you could pay $49 a month. We continue to host and maintain the website. Or if you only want the domain, right? You could purchase a domain from us because we pay for the domain ourselves. It's $99. You purchase the domain is yours, but you would have to find someone to recreate that website and host it for you because all websites have to be hosted. So just so you're aware, those would be the options regarding the website, or you could choose to not even have it at all. That's up to you.
I got it.
Okay. And let's just say, you know, you needed to make budget cuts. You're like, look, I'm not trying to cancel, but right now it's kind of tough, right? You could always ask us, can you guys put a seasonal hold on it for a few months until I can play catch up or whatever? We can do that too. So you're not paying for it, but you're not losing anything, if that makes sense. We're just not optimizing it at that time. It's kind of like on a pause, right? We've had some clients do it, especially because, like, they're landscapers, and, well, they obviously don't cut grass when there's ice. You know what I mean? So they put it on seasonal holds for, like, 4 or 5 months, depending on their season. So that's how that would all work. Okay? But as far as, like, your Google Business profile and all of that stuff, it would never disappear. I mean, it's yours. That's because of the fact that you hold the ownership of it even during the time that we're managing it. Okay?
Right.
But great questions to ask. Any other questions, Trevor? Any concerns?
No, I'm
you're
good.
Good? Okay, hon. And then, so, first name, Trevor, T-R-E-V as in Victor, O-R. It's just for the account purpose here with me.
Yep.
Is that how you spell it? And your last name?
D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. And the number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be this number, 302-535-9595?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, very important. How do you want us to list the company name? Do you want it to read as Dixon Plumbing? Do you want the LLC included or without?
Without.
Without. Okay. And then Google, so basically we're going to verify your business, right? Your physical address is not going to show, but Google wants to know where the business is based out of. Is, I see there's an address, and I don't know if this is it. It's actually the one that's on your Angie's. It's 2363 Downs Chapel Road, and that's in Clayton. And that's 19938, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm assuming, Trevor, this is where you live at, so that I make sure that that address is hidden, correct? It's not like a shop, right?
It's kind of both, but yeah.
Okay, but we don't want no one knowing where it's at. They don't come to you to buy products. You go to them. Okay. All right, Trevor. Now we're going to go over the billing, okay? So the payment that you're making today, the card that you're using, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's not my name.
Okay. And is it just Trevor Dixon, or is there like a middle initial?
Just Trevor Dixon.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Yep.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Discover.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
6011014085224546.
Expiration month and year?
Expires 12/25.
And the CVV code on the back?
455.
I want to put a security question on your account here with us, Trevor. And you have an option between three. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name, Holman.
Holman?
Hold up. Holman. H as in Hector. Yeah, H as in Hector. Uh-huh. O as in O, L as in L, M as in man, A as in apples, N as in...
Nancy.
No. Yeah, Nancy. Okay. I know.
Don't worry.
I just, I forget where I'm going to use it. Like, A for alpha, B.
Yeah, I'm like, I used to know that because I come from a family of Army men, but yeah, I kind of forget. I know it's like E for echo or A for alpha. Okay.
Now, all this right. 40-minute interview, what time are you thinking later?
That's what I wanted to actually do that with you real quick before we do your voice verification recording. So before I process your payment, just so you know, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's just going to outline the service agreement, go over the billing date, if you need to cancel, to call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. And we don't charge you cancellation fees, okay? Just simply part as friends. But I want to schedule your appointment first. How does your schedule look for today? Because I can give you some times that I have available, and you just let me know what time works for you, okay? Whatever time I give you, it's in your time zone, okay? So I have an appointment 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6. And I might have a 6 to 7. I would just have to ask.
Let's do the 2 to 3.
2 to 3? Okay, perfect. Let me do this because I don't want anyone to snag that appointment from me. Trevor, I'm going to send you your calendar invite. So we're going to call you today between 2 and 3 o'clock, you said, right? That works for you?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And I'm probably only going to need 5 more minutes of your time. It won't take us that long because I know you're working away too there. I don't want to keep you from work. There we go. Dixon Plumbing. Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, but I want you to do me a favor, Trevor. If there's something that you don't understand, just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Again, I just want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Dixon Plumbing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Trevor Dixon.
And your title within the business?
Part owner, I guess.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Trevor, is there anyone else that you would also like to authorize on your account to make changes in the event you cannot make a change?
Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. And this is your father, other owner, right?
Father and part owner, yep.
Okay, perfect. So I notated him just because if he were to call in to make a change, I want to make sure that he's authorized on there for you, okay? Now,
yep.
To get results as fast as possible, Trevor, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Say that again.
So it's very important for you to be active, right, in your campaign with us. So keeping communication open, okay? Sometimes we might call you with an update, right? We know that you're in the middle of a job. You can't always pick up the phone. But what we're going to ask from you is just make sure you at least call within 24 business hours, okay? So what we're saying here is, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and our emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to be aware, Trevor, okay? You might get a call from another company, right, that's trying to sell you some other type of online product. Now, they are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. Even if you're not sure if it's us calling you, I want you to always get into the habit of asking, what's my security question? Because if they hang up on you, you know for a fact it was not us calling. Okay? And that's why we put the security question, okay? So just get into that habit of asking. Now,
yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
And does that mean me keeping you guys updated with what I'm doing?
Yeah, so like in other words, what this means is this. It's kind of like that, but basically what we're saying here is, like we know you're doing Angie's, the home advisor, right? What we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, just run it by us so we can make sure that it's not already a service that we're including, because one, we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, and two, it could end up hurting you instead of helping you if it's something that we're already doing within this package and you're trying to do it somewhere else. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's all we're saying. Just give us a heads up. Like, hey, this is what, like if you said, I'm going to do Yelp ads, we would tell you we're not doing Yelp ads for you. We have a Yelp-free listing that we created. So if you want to do Yelp ads, go for it. We're not including Yelp ads. Okay? So that's what that means. Does that make sense?
I gotcha.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 28th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, Trevor, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means for you, okay, is that your second payment will be charged on July 28th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Trevor, the agreement will just automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I would like you to save this number in your contacts, the one that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to cancel or pause the account, please make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? So you know, I just got to call 3 business days before the 28th if I need to pause it or cancel it. Make sense?
Well, I just need that phone number again so I can put it in my contact.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready. You ready?
Ready.
877-635-6225. And list it under... Yeah, and I'll repeat it back to you one more time. 877-635-6225. And I would put it under Local, L-O-C-A-L. The second word is Splash, you know, like a splash of water. S-P-L-A-S-H. Save that in your contacts.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. So just remember, if you choose to pause or cancel it, just make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, okay? Do you understand, Trevor, and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package, and you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in just a few minutes. I probably only need like 3 more minutes, and then we'll be done. Under your services, am I putting you down for commercial and residential?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obvious is plumbing. Do you do like for new construction, remodeling plumbing? What do you want me to notate, hon? Like, what are the real main ones? So this way my technician knows where to start from. And they'll go over more detail with you.
New construction, remodeling, and service plumbing.
Oh, and service. Perfect. Remodeling and then service plumbing. And then they're going to go over way more in detail with you during the client interview, okay? And then... Now, regarding your website, do you have a business logo or do you need us to create one for you?
I have one.
It doesn't cost you anything. Oh, good. Okay. And you mentioned you do have photos, right?
I have a good bit of photos of my work, yep.
Okay. And then it's not a requirement, but are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
We are licensed and insured.
Beautiful. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone call.
Phone calls. And then hours of operation?
24/7.
24/7. I was just going to say, do you want me to put you do emergency services too? Emergency plumbing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what forms of payments do you take?
Cash, check, all major credit cards.
Oh, good. Do you do Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, any of those?
I mean, I can. I just don't really want to.
Okay. Then we won't even put it down. Don't worry about that. Whatever you want me to list, okay? Now, let's see. What else do I need? Got that. Oh, okay. Your Facebook ads. The furthest that they're going to target are 50 miles. Do you want me to push it to the 50 miles?
What's that mean?
Meaning, okay, so Facebook ads, those will reach a 50-mile radius for potential clients that are looking for a plumber, okay? I know Milford is like about a 35-minute drive for you, right? It looked like roughly like 33-point-something miles. Do you want me to put it, if we put it at a 50-mile radius, it's like drawing a circle 50 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. That's what it's going to cover. Anyone that's looking for a plumber within that range.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. And if you need to scale it back, just let us know. Now, Trevor, we can also put a tracking number. So, like, instead of them seeing your actual phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it'll come with an app that you download from the App Store, which will allow you to track your calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed on there, or do you want a tracking number? It doesn't cost you anything. It's totally up to you.
I want the phone number I have on there.
Okay. Now, also regarding Facebook, you haven't built the business Facebook page, right? Just to make sure.
I have a business Facebook page.
You do? Well, how come I didn't see that? Okay, let me find it through my Facebook. Okay, perfect. Then we don't need to make you one. You already have it. Good. Okay. All right. Two things that I need you to find in your text messages or your emails, and then we'll be all done. There's going to be one that says action to help us get you verified through Google. Google requires the following pictures. I need you to find that one and then the one that says initial invoice. Whichever one you find first. And then we'll be all done here.
Local slash Google verification.
Yes, sir. Okay. So Google requires.
How did you guys get this email?
I'm sorry?
I don't want to use this email. The email that's on there?
Okay, the email? Which email do you want to use then? Because sometimes we're going to correspond with you through an email. That's where we also send your receipt. What email do you prefer? That
yeah,
was the email that I asked before.
Yeah, but is the one that's popping up on the Google slash Google verification is TreyDixon663@gmail.com.
The one you gave me was Dixon Plumbing LLC at Yahoo. That's the one you gave me. That's the only one I have. I don't know where that one's coming from. Which one was that one again? Because the only one I have is
yeah,
the Dixon Plumbing.
I made that account when I was like 12 so I can buy games on my Xbox because I was saying
is
that I was 18.
That's so weird. I don't even know where that email came from because all I have is Dixon Plumbing LLC, that's the one that you gave me. I don't know where that other email would have popped up from. It's not linked to anything, is it? Do you have it linked to your Yahoo?
Oh, snap. Hold up.
Okay.
I have to upload pictures, I have to put them on a Google Drive.
It's not a Google Drive. What it is you could either upload them there or you can email them to us, whatever's easiest for you, okay? So on that list that we gave you, okay, on that list, you just send us what you have. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? This is just going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? Are we good on the email? Was there something?
Let me double check. Wait, just when I put the link on the text message, it popped up that email.
That's so weird. I don't need, Trevor, I promise you, I don't even have that email that you're talking about. All I have is the Dixon one you gave me.
All right, I got it says, hello, Trevor, to get your Google business profile.
Yes.
We kindly help us with details. Tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business license and insurance. All right, I'll get that to you later.
On
me right now.
Yeah, you don't have to do it right this minute. Just as soon as you can, whenever you got time, the sooner the better, okay? I know you're busy, so that's why. Now, the next one I need you to find says initial invoice, and it'll say, hello, Trevor. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yep.
Okay. So if you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
No. Oh, yep. Yeah, I do.
Okay, click on that. Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to go towards the bottom where it has, it says mobile phone. And it's got to have your phone number there. Make sure that it's your phone number I have listed there. Okay. Sometimes, Trevor, we're going to email you something, and we're going to send you a text saying, hey, make sure to check your email, right? Because we're communicating with you. I know you prefer emails, right? So just an FYI, the two boxes underneath of that, underneath your phone number, you're going to check the first box because you're saying you agree to receive text messages from us, from Local Splash. The other one says that it's, you're agreeing that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that your information is true and correct. And then you're just going to type your name. Go ahead.
It won't let me click, the boxes.
Are you clicking inside of them? It could be maybe because you're reception. Maybe you think.
Oh, I got them now.
You
I
got them now?
I
didn't
zoom in super. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're like me sometimes. I got to zoom in, and I'm sorry. I feel like I'm losing my voice right now if it's cracking on you. Sorry. And then you're going to go to the bottom where it says sign. Just type your name, how it reads there, and then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, now it should take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience or Local Splash Username and Password. Sorry.
Okay, this took a damn. Oh, yeah, use Zoom password. I got it.
Okay, beautiful. Remember the text that I sent you with our customer service phone number? Your username and password is in that text. Your username is always going to be your phone number. Always. Okay? Your password is a password that we generated, and it's get, G-E-T, leads. All one word.
Yep.
Lowercase. You could update it to one of your choice. If you try to go in it now, you're not going to see much because we're going to be recreating that, okay, because they're going to be customizing it. So I will say that within 5 to 7 days, you'll be able to start tracking the results, okay? But we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed, all right? Now, Trevor, if I'm not in a meeting or on a call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. So just make sure that you're answering your calls between 2 and 3 o'clock, and it'll be from an 877 number. So I'll send you a reminder an hour before. If for some reason you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the call, Trevor, and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll call you right back, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I would like to be the first one to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, Trevor. Really excited. Okay. So I will talk to you later on this afternoon. In the meantime, if you have questions, please feel free and reach out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.